The message you're about to listen to has been offered to cause a revival in your life. Now receive the ministry of FEM Foundation.
The mission of our church is still the same, making people know the person and the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the central of it. Whether you're a businessman, whether you're in any form of sphere of influence that you are, we believe that it must start from the presence of God. And when you carry that, then you can really be a global transformer, because that's how you will bring out solutions anywhere you find yourself. We're starting a brand new series, Rediscovering Spiritual Intelligence. And I believe this is not a new concept. If you go on Google and everything, what you will see is that people are saying it's a new age thing. But it's not a new age thing. We are the original new agers. We. You know, sometimes when the enemy, when they pervert what is our own, we actually leave it alone. Then we run away from it. But whether you like it or not, we are raising you in our fellowship, in this family, to actually operate in spiritual intelligence. That's what we are raising you from. And if you are not working in that, then we are not really discipling you. The goal is to disciple your spirit man. Why? We have a culture that is a free environment here. And for us to operate a free environment, we must raise up spirits. And it's only spirits that can control themselves. If you are earthly, you can't control yourself. Your body will become a prison house to you. The environment will become a prison house to you. He said, we are in this world, but not of this world. In other words, we are here. The American embassy is here. The German and all those embassies are here. But the moment you enter inside each of those embassies, you are now in the colony or in that country, they say. So even a Nigeria police cannot enter any embassy. That's why you find out that Assange is still staying in an embassy in the UK, and even the UK police cannot arrest him. Why? You are in this world, but not of this world. So you must learn how to live in this world in a realm that you solve problems at a higher realm. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8 to 16, you can read it from the very beginning. I'm just taking some scriptures. It said, none of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would have crucified the Lord of glory. However, it is written. Where was it written? In their own statement. Because sometimes we use this scripture. But that's how we are supposed to be. However, it is written, no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. He is quoting the Old Testament Torah. But look at what he said in verse 10. He said, but God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. In other words, what eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, what has not entered the mind of people, God himself has revealed to us. And so, which level are we supposed to be operating? We are supposed to be operating at that level, where God begins to reveal things to us. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man, except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given to us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual man makes judgments about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. For who have known the mind of God that may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. In Isaiah 55, we use it to pray. It said that God's thought is not our thought. His ways are not our ways. And we stop at that and say, you know what? We can't know the ways of God. No. What God was trying to say is that this way you are doing is not my way. All I want you to do is upgrade. Upgrade to know my ways. Upgrade to know my thoughts. And that's how you are going to operate. Upgrade. And that's why we are in the year of upgrade. You need to upgrade to the level. You need to come up here. You need to start operating from the level of the third heavens. And that's where you are seated in Christ Jesus. How many of you here, there's a scripture that says that you should not worry about what to eat, what to wear, the clothes to. How many of you know that scripture? How many of you believe that scripture? Raise up your hand. How many of you believe it? You believe it. How many of you believe that my God shall supply all my needs? According, how many of you know that scripture? How many of you believe it? Huh? You believe it. Keep up. If you believe it, raise up your hand really high. How many of you worry about money? Sometimes or most of the times. That means that the Bible has higher values. And the higher values is that you should not worry about what to eat, what to wear. The things to, you should not worry about. He clothes the grass. He feeds the birds. What about you? He said you should not worry. But we worry because why? We know the high value, but the high value has not become our core values. And as long as the high value does not become your core values, you are not in spiritual intelligence. And today I want to be talking about operating in spiritual intelligence. And that is the level that you need to operate. And most of the time people are asking, what's the spiritual intelligence? I like to put it this way. The world knows about intelligent quotient and recently emotional quotient or emotional intelligence. Many of you need to take some books and read about emotional intelligence to be able to take care of your soul. There's a message I preached one time, I think about 2 or 3 months ago, about caring for your soul. We know how to care for money. We know how to do investment. But we know how to manage time, but we don't know how to care for our soul. So you can create about 7 meetings. You have the time to go for the meetings, but you don't have the soul time. You don't have the soul to care for the meeting. So after 3 meetings, you are expended. You can't give in again. As you get home, you're tired. You can't even take care of yourself. And many people begin to explode. It may shock you that many of us need to go for counseling. You don't go for counseling when there's an emergency. You go for counseling where there are symptoms. And most times we go for counseling when there is emergency. And we actually want the emergency to work very well. Please, not everybody leaves the emergency room to the ward. Some leave it from another place. And so for you to do, you have to have a natural checkup system to check up for your health, the 12 goals of your soul. One of it is about the relational skills that you have. There are many of us, you have built great things. And that's why people, after buying it, they have used their, they have invested, they have bought so many things. One person, their wife offends them, they take hammer and destroy everything in the house. And that's when they are well. You have bought it for 5 years in one swap. Because you have not been able to care for your soul, you will just destroy it. And so what is IQ? IQ is the brain's ability to process information. That's your IQ. The brain's ability to process information. And EQ is the soul's ability to process information. The soul's ability. They brought a blog one time speaking about what my wife said, prophesied, and they said, what do we do? I said, ignore. That's all. He said, yes. Ignore. I said, yes. When you begin to talk and reply, there will be so many problems. Things that you don't want to see, you will say. You will say. But some people will say, no. I will cry. You know, there are some people, when you tell them, keep quiet, say, oh, they don't let me tell my mind. They will start crying. Why are they crying? Because they did not say. The Bible says, only a foolish person that says everything in his mind. So, the ability, and this is what they are saying now in the world. They have gotten it. They have gone to so many seminars and conferences about emotional intelligence, that people that have a high emotional intelligence will actually be stable leaders. But there's a realm they don't know. And that's how I talk about spiritual intelligence. Spiritual intelligence is the spirit's ability to process information. What was it? My wife was giving a testimony. The doctors came. Listen, most time I don't like putting, sometimes when we share testimony, we put shame on doctors. Doctors are not your problem. Amen? Amen. They have facts. Huh? And what the book says is what they are telling you. That you now say it's not my portion, it's their portion. Listen. It's not their portion. God gave them wisdom to operate in that level. Am I making sense? Some of them are even bringing out so many preventive measures now. They are not only treating; they are bringing about prevention. They are discovering so many things. So I bless the medical personnel. I bless them. address them. They have the God-given wisdom to operate in that. But you see, they got a report. They allowed the doctor to finish, and they said, do you believe it? In other words, when they give you a report, they want your brain to go into gear for your brain to start solving it. But you are supposed to think tridimensionally. You are supposed to think from the spirit realm, from the emotional realm, and from the intelligent realm. Your brain is necessary. That's why when some people say, God gave you brain so that you not disturb them, I just look at them, because that statement is not complete. God regenerated your spirit man to be tapping into information that the eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. That is that level that God wants you to operate. What do we do? He said, we do not believe it. And so they began to profess solution from their spirit man, and it can work even in the financial world. It can work in the oil industry. It can work anywhere where you begin to say, God, listen, God can solve mechanical problem in your car. They brought a car for a man who is a mechanic to repair. The people that even made this thing sent him the drawing of the mechanic, of the electronical fault and everything. But as he was praying, the Holy Spirit told him, there's a part underneath the tire that there's a disconnection. The drawing did not say so. From the manufacturers. He got in there, he put in this thing, because he wanted to return the vehicles back to the people that bought it, because there's a warranty. But they said, if you solve it for us, you will have more. A business line has started. So he has tried everything, 4 days. Because sometimes we try everything before we ask God. He has tried everything, and he got in there, saw the disconnection, put it there, the car started. Another line of business. What eyes have not seen. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, sometimes when I talk, it seems abstract. Because at that level, we have been made earthly. The fallen man is earthly, doesn't want to connect with God, but wants to connect with his intellect. Listen, your 5 senses should be trained by your spirit man. For those whose senses have been exercised to be able to discern what is good. That means that you get to a place and you look at it and say, there's something here. It's not because you prayed, but because your spirit man has been able to train your senses. You go and you discern things. You are supposed to be solving problems spiritually from your spirit man. That's how you are supposed to be solving problems. Whether you are a pastor, in fact, I tell you the truth, you that in the marketplace, you should solve more spirit problems than a pastor. Because I don't see much darkness anyway. I'm insulated. Isolated. Except the Holy Ghost revealed to me. Sometimes some people ask me, how do you hear all these things that you used to preach? I don't hear. I don't listen to news. I don't listen to this thing. Holy Ghost just put some things in my spirit. Sometimes I'm here, it downloads it. Sometimes I'm in my, it downloads it. How? I don't listen to secular music. I don't. My normal default is to trust you. He said, why do you trust people? Because if I don't trust people, I won't trust God. Because when God is telling me, I'll say, sure, God, are you sure? This thing you are telling me. Some people say in Nigeria, you don't trust people. That's your own. If I give you my trust and you do anything with it, it's not my fault. Because trust is a seed. If I decide to sow it and you decide to trample it, it's not my problem, because I want to constantly walk in spiritual intelligence. In Ephesians 4:22 to 23, it said that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Which means that you actually think from your spirit. You think from your spirit. But we have not been able to train ourselves to respond from the spirit. We have been trained to respond from emotions that we have not even been able to master. Somebody asked me, say, just be angry and shout so that I will know that everything is over. This one that have misbehaved and you are calm like this, I'm worried. Why? Because normally, when people offend you, as the boss, you raise up your voice to shout. If I call you, I'm your boss, and I tap you and said, you are fired. You are fired. Authority is not in volume. Even if I shout, "You are fired!" You are still fired. So why waste energy? Why waste my soul to correct your problem? I used to tell people, I said, this thing that you are doing, I will only suffer for it a while. This thing that you are doing, you will suffer for it a lifetime if you don't change. And so I must learn as much as possible to start thinking from my spirit. So how now we need to start tapping into the spirit, into spiritual intelligence. You must start tapping into it. You don't tap into it when there is a problem. You tap into it and prepare yourself normally, naturally, to be in that realm at a normal basis. You don't tap into it when there is crisis. You see, when the airplane engages to land, as it's landing, whether you like it or not, when the pilot knows that he has misfired or he has missed the wrong way, he pulls it back. He pulls the gear back. The problem with that is the airplane doesn't start going up like that. It must we count up to 20 before they start going up. Like the ship. That's why the Titanic hit the iceberg. The thing was turned late. When you turn the thing late, when you turn it to the point for it to go, it will still be going in the direction it was going before. That's why it wants to know whether you are really correct. The ship will now understand this thing has been steady for some time. So the ship will start responding. And the response rate is late. It also happens in your car. The thing is that the response, when you turn your steering and when it moves, it's a shorter time. The time you turn your steering is not actually the time the tires move. But it's a shorter time. So when you are saying, when you now have problem, that's when you now be saying, "I'm the head and not the tail. I'm on top and not beneath. No weapon formed against me shall prosper." Everything you are saying is out of fear. Then you meet another thing, say, "Now, wow, has the weapon fashioned against me prospering right now?" So you are confusing. You are confusing. That's why the Bible says the tongue is like a rudder. The rudder of the ship, you turn it. So it is at this level when there is no problem, you turn it. When they come and get it, so sometimes they tell me, say, "Don't tell him, he doesn't believe all this thing." One day they came to tell me that somebody died before. They saw the person in Onitsha selling granite. And as the people saw the person disappeared. I say, "They're very good." Now, question. What about the granite they were selling? Because spirit must sell spiritual granite. And because they could not answer, they say, "That's why we don't tell you anything. We won't actually believe." I don't want to corrupt my mind so that when I get to a problem, I will be able to talk from my spirit realm instead of thinking from information that is at a lower level. I don't read all those blogs. Why? I don't corrupt my mind. There's something going on. I don't corrupt my mind concerning that. I try to keep it. Job said, "No, my eyes will not look at some strange woman." It will not. Why? He doesn't want to corrupt his spirit man. Listen, the eye gate, the ear gate, the nose gate, the mouth gate. You know, food sometimes can corrupt you. The touch and everything. I don't want that thing because these are the gates to my soul. These are the gates I get information. All I want to do is to be able to tap constantly into the spirit realm. That's why I tell people, when you are having pleasure, that is when you dig into God. When there's no problem. That's how you dig into him. When there is problem, you dig further. When there's problem, that's when you dig further. And how do you do that? The first one is meditating on scriptures. Meditation means to mutter, is to growl, is to sing, is to talk. Sometimes you see the Jewish people in the wailing wall, they are doing like this. Why? They are meditating. They are speaking it. They are talking and everything. This is how you begin to tap into the level of spiritual intelligence. Joshua 1:8. "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous. Then you will have good success. Your prosperity and success is not dependent on the devil or God. It's on you. And how is it dependent on you? As you begin to meditate on scripture, you begin to take it there. When we're going to start building, I said, no, we can't move. There's no word yet. We may have the money, but no word. We may not have the money and there is word, then you are capable of going. Because most times, when there is instruction from God, that instruction has the power to fulfill it. But most times, we move. You say, why do you want to marry? You say, because I have money. Why do you want to marry? Because I'm now old. No, that's not the issue. The issue is that, are you constantly having instructions? And as you begin to meditate on scripture, God can tell you, take this scripture and begin to read. God can even speak to you through a scripture that is out of context for your specific purpose. For your specific purpose. That means that you cannot use that instruction he gave you out of context to develop a doctrine. No, it's for your purpose because you asked him. And so as you begin to meditate on scripture, what's meditating on scripture? Something hits you. You read scripture or you read a volume of scripture and one verse hits you. Then you are now repeating that voice again. It's like eating bone. You know, there are some bone that's very sweet. The marrow is very sweet. You finish cracking it. You put it together again. You gather it and put it in your mouth again to actually bring out the nutrient. That is what is called rumination. And some of you have done this one again. There are some bones you have never let go. Some of you will carry the bone to the kitchen and bring hammer and hit it to bring out everything. No, you understand? To bring out that thing. That is that what's called meditation, because you want to take everything in. You may be sitting down here listening to a message and all of a thing. The only thing that you heard is one word. Every other thing in the message is gone. You take the word, you are beginning to meditate on it. You're meditating on it, and that's what you are getting information for yourself. For it may not be for that day. It may be for tomorrow. What was there? By his stripes we are healed. Maybe that information that came out of the two people that heard that report from the doctors, which is a fact. It's a fact. It's a fact. And they took it and said, no, we cannot do it. When the lady was leaning down in my office, I wanted to tell her, no, I told her. But I said, no, Lee, I had an encounter last night. God is so big. God is so big. In Psalm 1, verse 1, it said, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the ways of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. On the law he meditates day and night. Psalm 1 and Joshua 1 is still the same. You want to thrive in life, you need to meditate on the word of God. Because every time you see a tree planted by the river, they don't go dry. They produce fruit in and out of season. And that is the level that God wants us to. We must begin to meditate as you take the word of God. John 3:16. Somebody may read John 3:16, preach it to you, and you will be slain in the spirit. Why? Because that one has become a revelation to that person. As you meditate, you will now have what is called the Rhema. Rhema is your sword for a particular situation. It's different from the Logos. The Logos is the written word, that's what, and the word became flesh. That is Jesus. But the Rhema, your Rhema has to do with, I have a financial challenge. And the financial challenge is staring me in the face like a giant. You need the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, which is the Rhema of God, has to give you a particular instruction. A particular instruction concerning that. You might get that instruction. The ravens have not died. It's your word for that. You can take that. Somebody will share a testimony for you and you say, and you not take it as your own sword. It will not fit. It's like David in Saul's armor. It is for that person. You can wake up and say, I cannot be poor. Listen, poverty will stare you in the face. Because that sword is not your own. You have not tested it. As you meditate in scripture, you are tapping into another realm. You are thinking of what God has said. You are also thinking concerning what his word is saying concerning a situation. You can read the scripture reading about healing. You can start meditating on all of them. Why? Because you are not feeling good. And all of a sudden, it's only one word that hits you. And you take that word, and that's the word you begin to reply. When the problem comes, you say that word. When the problem comes, you say that word. When that problem comes, that's the word you say. Somebody says your business will go down. God has given you a scripture concerning your business. And that because as you are meditating. Because most people do not know that you start business from the spirit realm. You must register your business in the heavenly billboards. That's why you can't go and get any anyhow logo. God must give you the color of the logo. Because some of you think that God does not do branding. The greatest brand master is God. He gave you fingerprint nobody has. So he cannot give you a fingerprint your business nobody has. And that's why Fem Foundation will write with one F. Because as God gave the vision, he said, write Fem Foundation with one F. So no matter how we style, people have come to tell that, well, it's Fem Foundation. Let me make it one word so that it can increase and everything. I say English language. It's English language. The next thing is to connecting to the Spirit. Connecting to the Spirit. Listen, it's not a big thing, eh? Because when I can speak English, I say connect to the Spirit. As you connect to the Spirit, listen. There's nothing this thing. First of all, you are a spirit man. Understand. So to connect to yourself, is it hard again? It's not hard again. I'm a spirit. I have been renewed. I host God. It's a privilege to be the house of God. In Daniel 2:29-30, this is a pagan king that connected to the Spirit. Daniel was talking to Nebuchadnezzar. He said, as you were lying there, O king, your mind turned to the things to come. And the revealer of mysteries showed you what was going to happen. As for me, this mystery has been revealed to me, not because I have greater wisdom than other living men, but so that you, O king, may know the interpretation, that you may understand what went through your mind. What went through your mind? Connecting to the Spirit. You host God. There's a problem. There's no need to ask anybody. Ask him. Nebuchadnezzar, you see, Nebuchadnezzar, the pagan king, is my turn to God. And ask him. And God began to show him in mysteries. And he woke up confused about the mysteries. The problem is that we are not asking the right question. Oh God, I don't suffer. I have suffered in this life. I have suffered in this life. I have suffered in this life. Turn my case around. Listen, you were not created to suffer. So ask the right question. Lord, concerning my financial situation, there's a challenge. I have been foolish. I have been stupid. What is the solution to it? That's all. And don't get into worry. Don't get into anxiety. Because when you get into worry and anxiety, you have moved out of the frequency of God. He cannot tell you. I've seen people say, Lord, speak. Speak to me. Your servant is listening. And they get into performance mode. Lord, speak. Lord, speak. Listen, God will not speak to you like that because you are using a different equipment to hear him. He will wait until you are eating eba and deposit it to you. Because why? You are now worrying. The connection to the Spirit is to ask the right question. Lord, how is it going? Jesus has the answer. There is a problem in the world. Period. And if you are serving a king like Joseph, you had better be coming out with solutions. When Joseph brought out the solution of keeping the harvest, there was nothing like that in Israel before, in Egypt before. What eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, it has not entered the mind of man. What God has designed for us, or what God has kept for us. Let me tell you, he said now, but he has revealed to us. We are supposed to be revealers of mysteries. Not because we have it ready made, but because we know where to collect it from. What is the problem and the solution to the bad road in Nigeria? There is problem, there is solution in God. That's all. You know, there are many of us that actually believe, but you believe that God can turn things around. But you actually believe that Nigeria's case is finished. And as long as you believe in that, you can never operate in spiritual intelligence. Because you are now working in IQ. At that level. And you see, sometimes the solution that God will bring your way is foolish. It's foolish. And that's why you cannot even say, you even laugh at the solution. And the wisdom of man is foolishness unto God. What's the solution for power problem? You can say, I don't know. In fact, as I'm looking at, I need to check out. Sometimes I wonder in a harsh weather, where the weather goes below 0 degrees and the place is still developed and people are still there. Some even walk inside cold room. In cold, walk inside cold room, there's a problem. And there is that thing. We are talking about our weather where you use one cloth from January to December. To us, we don't see the weather as advantage. Then you have gone to a place where the degree is 40 degrees and there is no rain sometimes for years. And they have recreated things there. Why? You have the dominion mandate. And as long as you don't think like that, you can never produce solutions. You can never produce solutions. The next one to working and operating in spiritual intelligence is receiving by impartation. Receiving by impartation. There are people that have gone ahead of you. As they are speaking to you, there is something changing in your system. Your DNA is changing. Things are changing in you. They are impacting you. They may not lay hands on you. But there's just a change in the atmosphere. There's a change. Most times that's happened in our school of supernatural. People come, they can't hear Jack from the Lord. Although they are hearing, but they have not recognized. All we need to do is to put a recognition system in them. And these same people who thought they were not prophetic begin to prophesy. Why? Because it's making them recognize and laying hands on them. They come into an environment that practices it. The environment that does it. All you get is impartation in that environment. And that's what Apostle Paul was writing to his son Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14 and 6 to 16. He said, do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them that your progress may be evident to all. And you need to get to that level where you must get to that place where you need to go for impartation. You see somebody operating at that level that you want to operate. There's no need to be proud. You need to go there and say, get it. You get by impartation what training will not give you, what training will give you for many years. Some people just give you for free. He said, Timothy, my son, what has been passed to you through the laying of my hands, I want you to start working on it. Start developing it. Start meditating on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. To all means all. All in the Greek means all. In the Hebrew means all. That means that it's all to unbelievers and believers. As you meditate on those things that they lay on, I go for impartation a lot. Just pray for me. Why? What I see in you, I want to see him. I went to preach in a church many years ago in Ekpoma. I saw a woman in ministry, and when I looked at the church, all the children were there. I mean children that have wives and children. I knelt before her, I said, pray for me. Let the impartation of that come upon me. There are people operating at this level of spiritual intelligence. I've seen fathers. You tell them, one day I looked at Papa Chidman, I said, why every time they tell you will do something, you always laugh and you say it's okay. But I know you don't have the money. What do you do when you are supposed to pay 1 million tomorrow? And what is in your account is 1,000 naira. What do you do when they bring a challenge to you? You have received a prophetic word that things are going on. They bring a challenge to you and they tell you, can you do this business? The first instinct that we tell you is that it's not my area of expertise. But you host the Holy Spirit that has all the expertise. And that's why I tell to pastors, we are coaches. We are supposed to coach people. People that are great coaches never played football professionally. True of us? So you don't have to be a great coach because you played ball. Some footballers cannot even coach you. It may even shock you. Some people that play some things cannot even coach you on it. Why? What eyes have not seen? God knows every solution to every problem. And that's period. As you meditate on scripture, you glean it from it. As you connect to the Spirit to ask Him, what do I do concerning my child? What do I do concerning my... I've been praying about my son and I had a dream and that's what God told me to do. It's specific to me. I may not be able to share it with you because it is not your problem. You now need to ask God for your problem. How do I marry my wife? This is my husband that has this issue. He's the heart of the king in his spam. There's no need to attack him. He said, before they kill me, I will kill them. I will attack them before they attack me. What you need to do is to calm yourself down. Don't worry. Don't do anything. Some of you may have problems. Go and read all the book of Psalm until something highlights to you. Read the Bible, dig in until something highlights to you. That is how you operate in spiritual intelligence. Go for messages. Listen to a book of messages that you actually know. Gather those resources and everything. Somebody asked me one time, say, how come you operate these cultures? I say, it's not that I'm operating where there's problem now. It's what I have put inside my marrow. It naturally comes out as a response to it. Why? It's not when I have problem that I now begin to say, okay, now, what is going on? It's just that there are some things we need to start doing. And that's where you connect and you plug in and say, Lord, what do I need to do? You can read into scripture, dig into it. You can ask the Spirit questions and tell you. He can do PhD thesis, yeah? And he can download some things that eyes have not seen. Download it. Can download movie script for you to write. He can download the valve that has problem in that vehicle. He will download the information to you. You know what to do when there's nobody knowing what to do. That's when you now begin to operate spiritual intelligence. People are asking you, how come you know how to solve problem? That's when people who do not want to tell you say it's the grace of God. But really, it's the grace of God. But if you really ask questions at a level, they will tell you some of the things. It doesn't take time. How do we have some results we have? It's not because we have a fat bank account. If we look at what we collect as offering and tithe, you will insult people, you will curse people, you will lay curses on them, and you and you will bring. But you see, as you connect to the Spirit, what people will do for 1,000, you will do it for 1,000,000, you will do it for 2,000 naira. The same thing. The same thing. The same thing. The same thing. Because many of us believe that when you have financial challenge, you need money to solve it. No. You need spiritual intelligence to solve it. And that's why people do things they are not supposed to do. And they will tell you, waiting man, what to do now? What to do? I don't know where they learned that language. What to do now? What to do? We have to take road to Italy. What to do now? We have to rewrite the Bible to suit our financial challenge. No. 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 And all I'm telling you as we dig deep into this, there is a spirit in man. And the breath of the Almighty giveth understanding. Rise up on your feet.
Thank you for listening to this message. For other life-transforming messages, please call 0805-1028-787 or 0706-969-6499 or visit our website at www.femfoundationng.org.